I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that I kind of have the machine gun approach towards getting out information, and tonight will be no exception to that rule. And we might even go a little longer tonight than normal, so you might get some bonus time. Highly suggest you grab a piece of paper and a pen and take some notes so that you can follow up on a lot of the concepts that will be brought forward on tonight's program. It'll center a lot about three different levels of creating optimum health. And we're going to go way outside the box tonight with some of these concepts. I'll be tying in things like Qigong and the violet flame and activating DNA codes. So before we get to all that, we will kick off the show in the usual manner by having Sri Swami Satchidananda lead some chanting of the Hari Om mantra. So if the guys in the booth would play that short meditation clip now, that might be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari 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 Om. Om,
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari,
Hari, Om, Hari, Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari,
Om, Hari, Om, Hari, Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Om, Hari, Om, Hari, Om,
Hari, 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 Om,
Hari,
Om, Hari, Om, Hari, Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Om, Hari, Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Om,
Hari, Om, Hari, Om,
Hari, Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda leading us in a Hari Om.
Peace.
Japa meditation. I'd like at this point in time to mention that Swami Satchidananda was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institute. He passed on from this plane in 2002, but his organization is still thriving. And the Integral Yoga that he taught is actually almost identical to the yogas that were taught and the six different branches of yoga that were taught by the Essenes some 2,000 years ago. And although I was a disciple of Swami Satchidananda, I didn't know that fact until recently. So that's kind of an interesting one for people to check out, because I've always thought that the Essenes had a profound impact upon the life of Jesus. And I think that you might find that quite an interesting connection to look up the Essenes and the yoga taught by the Essenes, as well as the Integral Yoga and the different branches there. I may even do a show on that. Speaking about doing a show, for those of you who would like to have more of an interactive role with this program, I appreciate your comments concerning program content, things that you would like me to cover on the ET Yoga program. And you can contact me by going to my website at etyoga.com and just hit the contact button and let me know your thoughts and comments about the ET Yoga show, as well as any kind of program content that you'd like me to cover, give you the ET Yoga slant on. And I now, at this point in time, give my normal disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you'll also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And that's not meant in any unkind way. It's meant as a spiritual person for you to develop the kind of approach towards your health so that you're taking 100% responsibility for your health, creating it as well as healing it. And we're going to be giving out lots of information tonight on lots of techniques and things that you can be doing in that regard. And certainly our society has been sold the belief that it's just not possible to get along unless you're dependent on the medical system. And I'm here to tell you that that is not an objective fact. The objective fact is that you can distance yourself entirely from that system, from Big Pharma, and the whole procedural mess, in my opinion. And in that regard, I have mentioned before on the ET Yoga program about the Qigong Medical Center in Beijing, China, that was run by Dr. Pang, P-A-N-G, and in about over a 10-year period, they had about an 85% cure rate with all diseases, and they used no operations and no medications or prescription drugs of any kind. And so the cat's out of the bag on that one. The fact is it can be done, and it was done. And, of course, due to political pressures, that particular school or center is no longer in operation. And I might add that I did notice this week in a European news article, they mentioned that the third leading cause of death in America was due to medical error And actually, it's kind of funny because you don't see anything about that in the medical or in the mainstream media. And yet, there's a term that everybody should become familiar with. It's called iatrogenic death. That's I-A-T-R-A-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic. Iatrogenic is a combination of medical deaths, mostly by accident, that include adverse drug reactions, medical errors, infections, malnutrition, unnecessary procedures, surgery-related, etc. A staggering amount of people die every year. 783,000 on the Google search I did today on the term iatrogenic death, I-A-T-R-A-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic, accidental death by the medical system. And according to other people's opinions, those figures are even a little bit low. They might be as much as a couple hundred thousand higher, depending on who you want to listen to. So anywhere from 700,000 to a million people a year, or 7 to 10 million people over the last decade have died from this. And interesting to note that, you know, I'll bet you if 10 people died from homeopathic medicines, there'd be a big splash in the newspapers all over the country about it. But when hundreds of thousands of people are dying every year, we don't even people don't even know about it. It appears someplace in a European newspaper. Anyway, my thought there. And one other one that I guess you might want to take in stock, especially if you're kind of you know, a senior citizen, and that is that there's a significantly higher death rate for seniors who have taken their flu shots. And I just thought I'd throw that one out there. Now, with respect to developing positive health, you know, this is ET Yoga, and so certainly there's the yoga practices, and I really do like a combination of yoga and ET and information in almost everything that I do. And the health area is no exception. I really think that if you're doing yoga, asanas, and pranayams, that's why those yoga practices were developed. They were developed to keep you healthy. And certainly we get some amazing information from Bashar, who's given us the basic fundamental foundation of good health in six major areas, first being water. And as far as I'm concerned, what he's basically saying there is drink pure water. Palladians also say this. It's very important. I mean, this toxic waste they put in our water called fluoride, it's not good. And I think that would be kind of the basic level there is get a water purifier. Personally, I like a Berkey filter. It cost me about $240 for my Berkey. I've had it for 4 years. It's paid for itself multiple times over. If you go and buy pure water by the jug, figure out how much you spend a week, you can get 64,000 gallons of water running through a Berkey filter without any part replacement, and I have two special tanks that deal with the fluoride. As far as I'm concerned, amazing, amazing. Don't know how I got by without that little item. I might also say that if you want to take that out a notch and to like a secondary level of developing the water, do some research on Masaru Emoto and the power of water, and you'll know that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. So if you are playing Bach and Beethoven music around your water, it'll pick up on it. If you put, let's say, crop circle pictures or yoga yantras around your water, it will pick up on those. Water is absolutely incredible. The most optimum ways to get amazing water, in my opinion, stick an Andara crystal in your water supply. Or another way would be if you could spend about $300. I don't have one, but I'd love to. Is about a 48-inch titanium pyramid, and then put your water supply inside the pyramid. Now you're talking about totally regenerating the water, and we're mostly water. So, and also, if you read that Masaru Emoto material, you start to get the picture that when you're emitting negative emotion, then you're basically putting negative into your waters and creating kind of ugly cellular structure, because emotions do change the molecular structure of water. And I would highly suggest you check that out. The second area I want to bring up is, and on Bashar's list, is good air, oxygen. And I guess the primary level there would be to try to get out into nature as much as possible. The Pleiadians would say that for every hour you spend with technology, you spend an hour in nature. Well, it's probably impractical for a lot of people, but a really nice thing if you could do it. Now, if you want to take that out a notch on the air thing, I would highly, highly recommend yoga pranayams to oxygenate the bloodstream. And I can tell you right now that oxygen is a huge, huge issue on the planet right now. I understand that in some cities, the oxygen content is somewhere between 12 and 17%. I don't know. I read from most places that anything under 17% starts creating brain damage. Oxygen is a huge, huge issue. Notice that if you want to take that out a notch, Paramahansa Nityananda, and that's Nityananda, Nityananda, Paramahansa Nityananda, he actually is presenting a herbal discovery to his followers, and he learned of a Siddha medicine herbal tradition from South India, and it's called Kaduka Padi, and that's spelled K-A-D-U-K-K-A Padi, P-O-D-I. And it purifies the blood and increases oxygen transport. Preliminary investigation has indicated that oxygen levels in the bloodstream may be elevated by 300% above normal. And he advises to take the herb daily. And also, I should pass on for those aloe vera plant lovers out there. I know the guy that runs National News, he's got a whole aloe vera garden. Great thing to have. They also provide oxygen at night. And actually, in a NASA study, certain plants like aloe vera proved to be super plants, which removed as much as 87% of chemical indoor pollutants within 24 hours. And according to Natural Health News, aloe vera is the most impressive medicinal herb invented by nature. And according to the Gnostics, the aloe vera plant was a gift from the Pleiadians. And it is a natural medicine for cancer, cholesterol, diabetes, inflammation, IBS, etc. Actually, I used it about 25 years ago for acid reflux disorder, and according to Bashar, it probably will cure 90% of any kind of stomach issues. And, you know, people know about aloe vera as something you put on the skin, like for cuts and things, but it's really, it's most beneficial is internally. And I know in Romania they have a custom there, and you take a slip from the aloe vera plant and you squeeze the juice out. It tastes awful, to be truthful, but if you mix it in with some honey, it goes down pretty easy, and the results are absolutely amazing. So that's one way that you could really take out that to a new level. Another area that is on basics of Bashar's Foundation of Health is exercise. And obviously, if we look around North America, I appreciate people are quite busy, but exercise is really a must. I mean, at least three times a week you need to break a sweat. and there's just no other way of getting around it. I need to get the blood flowing. Next one is certainly a mental approach, because it's trying to deal with creating less stress in your life, because certainly pretty much everything is connected that's a disorder with some kind of stress or emotional disorder. And the fifth one is around diet, and certainly everybody needs to be working towards a vegetarian, moving towards a vegan diet. Definitely, meat is a lower vibration, and it also lowers the frequency of the body and lowers the immune system, not to mention all the other issues. And his on Bashar's sixth list, a list of six, says number six is detoxification. And at the very basic level, I would suggest get some bentonite clay, every 3 months or so, and it only costs about $5 for a pound or two, and you can mix it in with some water and drink it down and do it for a week. And it'll take a lot of the metals out of your system. If you want to get a little bit more exotic, take it up a notch. Get a hold of the detox kits from Dr. Schultz. That's Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z-E, or Z-E. And Dr. Schultz is at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. And he was actually recommended by Bashar, and I've been using them for years, and I really would highly recommend his. They're little five-day programs with the three-day juicing in the middle with no hard foods. And it's really fun to do. It's you're taking the teas, and he's got some flushes that you use with in a blender, and I really look forward to doing them, and they're very effective. And I would throw on a seventh thing for the basics of good health, and that would be get sunlight. There's people out there that, they're just afraid of the sun. There's, I've been a sun scare for a long time. The biggest thing to be scared of about the sun is putting the suntan lotion on. This is another one of those hidden facts that was discovered about 15 years ago that the chemicals, and there's specific ones, if you want to do the research, go look it up. There's chemicals in these sunscreens that actually promote cancer. The best way to protect yourself, if you if you're going to be a little bit overexposed in sunlight, is to use. I just use olive oil and water, mix it up, and spray it on. And I stay out for, hours and hours and hours, and I'm in Florida, so, that's my advice. There's other or argan oils and sesame oils that, do the same thing. But that's the way to go, in my opinion. And it's really important to get sunlight. I mean, that's where we get our vitamin D from. Vitamin D is the trigger for the immune system. So, that's pretty much says it all. Now, if you're boost the basic levels there, we're talking about water, air, exercise, less stress, vegetarian diet, detoxing, sunlight. You want to bump those up to the next levels. You start putting crystals in your water. You start giving love vibrations to your water. You can play classical music like Bach and Beethoven. That's been shown to have beneficial effects on your DNA. You can put an Andara crystal in your water. You make use of the crystal kingdom. Now, I have a set of healing rods, Egyptian healing rods. Those are definitely amazing. They balance the system, activate your chi, activate higher chakras. I mean, they're just, if you do the research on those, I mean, the Egyptian healing rods were only available to, like, the pharaohs and the inner circle there. It was like a death penalty for any of the commoners to have these. And this was Russians rediscovered this a few years back, and it's like being in a pyramid every day. I mean, they are forged. The crystals are with copper and zinc rods, and they're forged in the pyramids. And I highly, highly recommend them. Certainly, if you want to maximize your health, as the Barbara Marciniak recently channeled a message from the Pleiadians, and it's about, you know, building up your aura, strengthening your aura. And the best way to do that is probably through pillar of light meditation and grounding yourself to the earth. And the earth's Schumann frequency has risen from like 7.83, started raising around 1980. I think it was up, the last I heard it was in the 12. So, you know, the earth's raising its vibration, provable fact. And also I do the Pleiadian spinning as well, because the spinning is also balances your energy systems. And certainly the yoga asanas are very, very beneficial. And for new listeners, okay, the Hatha yoga is a branch of yoga. Yoga actually means union of you and your higher self. And the ultimate goal of yoga, of course, is union of you and your higher self, or self-realization. And so when you talk about asanas and pranayams, that's a branch of yoga, Hatha yoga. And on ET yoga, we always talk about yoga being in the highest sense, the union of you and your higher self. And tonight, we're going to be getting into taking all these, that secondary level, and boosting it out a level, because if you listen to the last ET yoga program, we actually suggested for everybody to do an affirmation. And that was suggested from the Pleiadians. And the first couple sentences, it goes like this: I am intending to have a gloriously, exceptionally wonderful year. Financially, I will rise to new heights, and health-wise, I will go to new levels of optimum health. Well, 2 weeks after that was kind of put out there, we're now going to be talking about how to take, if you're already doing a lot of these things that I've already just mentioned, and you want to take your health out into another level, the whole idea here would be to maybe get involved with Qigong. And I'm really excited. I just started taking the Qigong courses myself. I hope to get an opportunity to take a personal course from Lin Kai Ting, and that's L-I-N-K-A-I-T-I-N-G. Lin Kai Ting is in Europe, and he is, you know, amazing Qigong teacher. And there's couple of really good videos on the internet, so if you look up his name, you could see a 1 hour interview with him and some of his classes that he held over in Romania. And I just am very impressed with him, as well as a couple of others. Master Ming Tan Gu, and that's M-I-N-G-T-O-N Ming Tan Gu, G-U. And he was actually a student of Dr. Pang, who ran that amazing Qigong center in Beijing. Worked with him apparently for about 20 years. And according to information from him, Qigong, like the Egyptian healing rod, this was considered secret information. Only the inner circles in China had this information, and it's been kept secret. I guess it came out about 50 years ago. And I think there's about 10 million practitioners now in the world, and I'm happy to say that I'm going to be one of them, because it's basically systems of allowing you to take care of your own healing and taking care of your own maintenance of just keeping healthy, balancing your system. And there's also a nice video on the internet by a guy named Montauk Chia. That's M-O-N-T-A-K, Montauk, and his last name, Kia, C-H-I-A. And the name of that one is called Microcosmic Orbit. Microcosmic Orbit by Montauk Chia. And he was Qigong Master of the Year in 1990 and 2012, apparently the only two-time winner of that award. And in his YouTube, you visualize spinning energy to activate your chi and to eliminate negative energy. And if you've been listening to ET Yoga, you'll know that I'm along the lines of the Pleiadians, that all dis-ease originates with some emotional connection. And in its more subtle form, it's actually a negative judgment based upon a neutral situation, because all events and all actions in this world are neutral. They don't come with built-in meanings. We place meanings upon neutral circumstances and place either negative or positive spin on them, and it's only negative spin judgment that can create dysfunctional emotion. So if you want to read about more about that, go to my website at etyoga.com. You'll notice right at near the top, there's a free download about the root cause of disease. And there's no strings attached. You don't have to give me your, you know, email or anything. You can just go there and get the information. I'd also like to mention that process of that, with the microcosmic orbits, very similar to the Pleiadian spinning technique, and in conjunction with another Pleiadian technique, which is to visualize an infinity symbol going from your crown chakra through your, that would be your sixth chakra, that curves around in through your fourth and then down to your second, and the infinity symbol comes back up and around from your second to your fourth and back to your crown. So there's your infinity symbol, and then what you do is you run gold and silver energy starting at the top, running in opposite directions and flowing through that symbol. Very similar technique to the this Qigong technique as well. And I'd also want to mention about St. Germain's violet flame. And this is, to me, this is, starts to get right outside the box when you start talking about the violet flame, because the violet flame works by changing vibrations. And in physics, a vibration is the speed of oscillation, the speed at which something moves back and forth. And on the atomic level, vibration can be understood to be the speed at which electrons orbit around the nucleus of the atom. And the violet flame works by changing vibrations on this level. Atoms are mostly empty space, and the empty space between the nucleus and the electrons is where negative energy and karma can become stuck. And when the atoms in our bodies and auras become clogged with this negativity, the electrons whirl slower and slower, and we begin to resonate more with negativity and less with light. And we have a lower vibration and become less spiritual. The violet flame transmutes this negative energy. It does not simply surround and remove the energy, but transforms it into light, much similar to the effect of monatomic elements on diseased cells. And if you don't know about monatomic elements, that's a subject nobody seems to know anything about. That's high-spin electrons that don't attack diseased cells. They transform their, this just transform them. And because there is less density within the atom, the electrons whirl faster and faster, thereby raising your vibration. So when you have a higher vibration, there's more spiritual energy in your body. And acupuncturists and yogis know that optimum health comes when this spiritual energy flows freely throughout the body. And the violet flame frees up this energy and reestablishes harmony and equilibrium, propelling you into a more spiritual state of being. The violet flame is a tool of self-transformation. Physical experiments in alchemy, whereby base metals are transformed into gold, are symbols of what the violet flame does. In medieval times, alchemists attempted to transmute base metals into gold using heat to separate the subtle from the gross. Actually, after the fall of Atlantis, some survivors actually made their livelihood by doing this, turning base metals into gold. Because there's always been alchemists and also royalty who sought to create wealth by transmuting base metals. And this process of transmutation is symbolic of a higher and more noble alchemy, the alchemy of self-transformation. And alchemists of the spirit did not seek physical wealth, but spiritual wealth. They sought to transform themselves into more spiritual beings by becoming more loving, wise, and compassionate. And the violet flame has the capacity to bring about this transformation by transmuting negative elements within ourselves. It has the unique ability to transform fear into courage and anxiety into peace and hatred into love. Alchemists of all ages have sought the mystical philosopher's stone. Early alchemists pored over minutely ciphered texts in search of this stone. For them, it was worth a lifetime to decode the mystery of this stone, which symbolized the transmutation of the lower animal nature into the highest and divine. The coveted philosopher's stone, quote, "the stone which is no stone," unquote, was not physical but spiritual and created out of fire. And by the way, it's the magnetic field inside a pyramid actually creates a fire that has been shown. If you want to research that on the internet, you can hang actual physical gold inside a pyramid and it will melt it into the white powder of gold. And some alchemists did discover the secret of the violet flame. And according to Neoplatonist alchemists, the philosopher's stone was a self-transforming fire that would lead their souls upward by drawing up to the spirit all qualities which dragged downward and opposed the spiritual essence. And much like the Andara crystal, clears negative energy from your aura. And in the process, the hard and refractory materials in their bodies would be transformed into rare and luminous material. And in this sacred experiment, they said the alchemists would become like the gods, pursuing the gold of the wise and not the vulgar metal. Transmutation, then, was not just a process which turned base metals into gold, but a spiritual process which raised the soul into a state of unity with the divine. And Troika Saint Germain actually got some specific information about using the violet flame, so I'm going to share that with you now. But this is the basic method that Saint Germain taught her. And it's step one is to bring the violet flame into your body. Ask your higher self, a master, guide, or angel to assist you to do so, or just ask the flame to be made manifest, whichever is most comfortable. And it's helpful to visualize, but it doesn't matter if you can actually see it. Just pretend that there's a ball of violet fire above your head, then ask that ball of fire to come into your body and fill every speck of your entire body. Step two, spin the flame in and around your body. Keep the flame inside your body while asking it also to come out through your heart chakra and spin around or encircle the outside of your body so that it's encompassing your emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Step three, ask the violet flame to transmute everything you wish to be changed or eliminated from your life. Some people like to mention everything like a shopping list. All karma, negative feelings such as anger, poverty, frustration, sadness, physical illnesses, etc., which is fine, but you can also do a catch-all phrase such as transmute anything and everything standing in the way of my ascension or becoming a Christed being. Again, it's the intent and the feeling behind it. One important phrase to add is on all dimensions, on all levels, through all time and space, past, present, and future, to your request. That covers all your lifetimes and your multidimensional selves. Step four, change negativity into the divine light and fill your body. Energy is never lost, nor can it be deleted. However, it can be changed into a higher frequency. That's why it's important to ask the violet frame to do so. You can specify what the energy is to become, then call that new energy into your body and aura. Some people like to do the list again. Please transmute everything into love, prosperity, abundance, peace, and happiness. Or you can ask for specific color rays, which are pure energy. Example, pink is unconditional love, blue is peace and tranquility, green is health and abundance, deep, dark blue is spiritual knowledge and intuition, violet is spiritual advancement and knowledge. Either way works fine. The violet flame invocation will turn everything into the golden platinum light of the Christ consciousness, which encompasses all the qualities of all the other colors. And this is an invocation that you center yourself, take a few deep breaths to prepare, and then you can invoke the following. You can say, Mighty, I am presence, beloved God, my heavenly source. Please make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all my bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time, in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden platinum light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden platinum light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance. Raise my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is. Thank you. And so I appreciate that, you know, you're not going to be able to remember every word of that invocation, but, you know, you can always go to the archives and of the ET Yoga program, and you can do that easily by going to my website at etyoga.com and just hit the archive button and go to today's program on the 21st. It should be up tomorrow or the next day at the latest. And then at your leisure, you could go through that information. Quite powerful technique about the violet flame. And I also want to now share with you another DNA code activation that actually comes from Tiara Kumara. That's K-U-M-A-R-A. That's from Children of the Sun. And it's from the I Am Avatar Yoga, related to the codes of divine perfection within ourselves. And they ask that you become a force field of sacred fire love. Make contact with the divine presence in every part of your being, an invocation for the I Am That I Am presence. And they ask that you open yourself to receive supreme benediction, and that we call our body elemental to be present, as well as Mother Gaia, and call forth Saint Germain's violet sacred fire. And in the name of I Am, we invoke the full power of the violet flame to transmute the core, cause, effect, record, and memory of every thought, word, feeling, or action that does not recognize the I Am Avatar blueprint of the Immaculate Concept. They state that you can state to yourself, blaze, 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 send the violet flame to any place in the physical body that does not reflect the Immaculate Concept. Command the conscious intelligence of your electrons to return to you the manifested patterns of perfection. In the name of I Am, we invoke the platinum ray of divine union to merge every particle of our being into wholeness. Visualize the complete cellular saturation as this plasmatic ray infuses us with the perfected frequencies of unity consciousness. And there are several affirmations that also relate to this that speak to the codes of our DNA. So they ask that the next thing to do would be to visualize and radiate to the cellular light cells in your body. Number one, immortality. Every cell contains the immortal essence of God and its absolute perfection. There is no illness, aging, or death. We are immortal with perfect health, vision, feel, and transmute that information to your body intelligence. The next basic area is the full restoration of cellular memory. Through massive light infusion, our cells remember their divine perfection and vibrate in absolute oneness with the immaculate concept. You are to vision it, feel it, and transmute that to your body intelligence. Third, instantaneous healing and transformation. We have the ability to heal ourselves and others spontaneously and instantaneously as divine love and truth radiate from our every cell. You're to visualize that, feel it, and transmit it to your body intelligence. Four, control of our body elemental. Our bodies respond to our every command as we are in direct contact with the living light intelligence of ourselves. We remember how to control the spin of our electrons. This activates our superhuman abilities such as shape-shifting and bilocation. You are to visualize, feel, and transmute that information to your body intelligence. Five, energy transference. We are radiators of love's transfiguration. We constantly transfer our perfected patterns to all life as we are all the same particles of energy. You are to visualize, feel, and transmit that to your body intelligence. Six, peace commanding presence. Through rhythm and constancy, we are masters of our emotional body. We maintain a strong, stabilized, and steady form. Our emoting frequencies are joy, peace, tranquility, and unconditional love, able to transform other energy fields of separation. You're to visualize, feel, and transmute that to your body intelligence. Next, magnetization and precipitation. We naturally attract everything that is needed and required to fulfill the divine plan. Through our purity in the eternal now, we have the power to manifest instantly on the physical plane through thought and feeling alone. And you're to vision, visualize, feel, and transmit that to your body intelligence. Next, instruments of faith. Our every thought, action, word, and feeling is being guided by our mighty I Am presence. We simply know that we are in perfect alignment in every moment we move forward in our daily lives as a sacred instrument of God. Feel that, transmit that to your body intelligence. Next, unity consciousness. We live, breathe, think, and feel as one telepathically, entering into a relationship of perfect love and trust with every life form as we shine our radiant example of the infinite possibilities of God embodied on earth. You to visualize, feel, and transmute that to your body intelligence. And finally, the concept that the light of God never fails, and we are this light. You to visualize, feel, and transmute to your body intelligence. And you'll notice quite a few similarities there between the violet flame information and that of the children of the sun, because indirectly they are connected as well with Saint Germain. And as a final technique of taking optimum health out to the next level, way outside the box, is the information channeled by Celia Fenn from Archangel Michael, and it is about activating your template for perfect health and well-being. So this is just another approach, so you can kind of pick and choose techniques to your liking here. And to begin this meditation and activation, you'll need to first contact with your I Am or higher presence. And this is what we call the cosmic human or human angel, that part of you that is infinite and eternal. For as Michael teaches, ascension essentially has two components, the first part of this connection with the higher and the angelic self that reaches up and finding that heaven is within you. And the second part is allowing that heaven to descend into the physical form, and this is the process of bringing heaven to earth. It's the process whereby peace and love will be brought to the earth plane from the spirit realm. So this activation enables you to prepare your physical body to accept the infinity codes that were transmitted to the earth in 2007. So to begin activation, you breathe deeply and focus into your heart chakra. Now as you feel the energy within your heart chakra, feel how your chakras are open to the flow of energy from spirit. The crown is open, and then the brow and the throat and the heart. There is a clean flow of spirit from the higher realms and into your heart chakra. And so as you feel this flow of energy, breathe deeply and say to yourself, I am. I am a cosmic human. I am a human angel bringing heaven to earth. And so as you feel the truth and perfection of who you are flowing into your being, allow your heart to open fully and to transmit the energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. Unconditional love accepts all and loves all. Unconditional love is based in total self-acceptance, for all is beautiful and created from the great love of the Source, and all is an expression of the love of Source. For the loving energy of the Source creates according to the desires and wishes that you express. So, as you align with your perfection, you align with the template of perfection that was placed in your DNA by the Elohim angels who designed the human angelic form with all its potentials for you to explore. So allow yourself to feel the unconditional love that flows through you. Compassion is the energy that allows you to feel the path of others as if it were your own, for indeed it is, for you are all one in your state of love and perfection. But as you live on the earth plane, you experience the blessing of individual consciousness, so you're able to exercise compassion with love and bless the path and bring and beings of all who come into your life. For there is a reason for everything that you experience, for you're all one. And gratitude is the mirror image of the divine, for when you can look at all that you have created in your life and say that it is good, then you are truly working with the perfection of who you are. And when you express this gratitude, then your words and feelings flow to heaven as a blessing that flows back to you with more blessings and love. Now move your consciousness into your physical being, starting with your mental body and the solar plexus chakra. Here you can say to yourself, I am ready to release all old energy mental patterns that hold me back. I am ready to release all old ideas and beliefs about limitation and lack, about pain and suffering, about low self-worth and judgment of self and others. In place of this, I am ready to embrace the new energy of love and abundance and joy. For as I clear away all old patterns, I create space for the flow of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude to be expressed through my physical body in ideas that create joy and abundance and love. This expresses the perfection of who I am. And I might note here that there have been many, many, many studies done about the emotions of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude, and they boost your immune system like thousands of times. Next, you move your energy to the emotional body and the sacral chakra. Now say to yourself, I am ready to release all old energy emotional patterns that produce fear, anger, anxiety, and stress. And in their place, I'm ready to embrace the new energy of love, peace, calm, and joy. I'm ready to allow my emotional body to be used as an instrument to express the higher energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. All my emotions will be a reflection of these energies. This will express the beauty and the perfection of who I am. And finally, allow your focus to move to your physical body and to the base chakra. Say to yourself, I am ready to release all old ideas and energies and feelings and emotions about my physical body. I am ready to align with the template of perfect health and well-being that is within my DNA or physical Akashic records. And as I activate this template, I allow myself to experience perfect health and well-being. As I release all old energy ideas of guilt and punishment and unworthiness, I embrace the idea of my perfection and the knowledge that I can experience this perfection on the physical level as well. And so I ask that this template is activated, that I am empowered to release all the old patterns of disease and degeneration that are encoded in the DNA as well, that they may be released and replaced by the perfect codes of the Elohim template for perfect health and well-being. For this will express on the physical level the perfection of who I am. As you finish these activations, breathe deeply and feel within yourself the true perfection of who you are, and so it is. And in the summation of those concepts, I think we can see that there are some parallel points in some of these, certainly connecting with your I Am higher presence, the belief that there is a perfected DNA code in our DNA and that it's there to be activated. Clearly, the Qigong practices, the things like Egyptian healing rods, Pleiadian spinning, pillar of light, the use of the violet flame, the Children of the Sun DNA activations, and the Archangel Michael activation of the blueprint for your perfect health and well-being. All these are, to me, like a notch out. Like this is the ultimate outside the box attitude, beliefs to develop about what's possible with the human body. Let's just spend a minute on that concept about what's possible. What's possible is what you believe. We know from Greg Braden and all the many scientists who have been doing computer simulations on the universe, we know that our universe is holographic. We know that the energy is the energy of consciousness, and we know that the language of interpretation of the holographic computer program that we live in is belief. And that's why the placebo effect works, because you believe it. Bottom line is, that's, to me, the, like, central part of ET yoga centers around beliefs and belief systems. It's also the key to the concepts of reality creation. And to my way of thinking, there are like three different levels of reality creation. All the beliefs you were downloaded, you downloaded from your initial caregivers in the early part of your life. You need to do the homework to sort out if any of those beliefs are no longer serving you as the maturation process. Then placing positive spin on outer circumstances is the second level. And the third level is creating new situations or creating manifestation. Three levels of reality creation. And to my way of thinking, you know, the health flow is also in three areas or three different levels. The basic core foundation, as brought up by Bashar, which relates with water, air, less stress, exercise, proper diet, which is a vegetarian or working toward vegan diet, and detoxification. And I add in there getting plenty of sunlight. That's your basic foundation. Then your next levels are the other things that you do to enhance that level, such as doing things to your water to change its molecular structure, because water is so amazingly important. Doing things like the Pleiadian pillar of light, grounding yourself to the earth, building your aura, balancing your energies through things like Egyptian healing rods or Pleiadian spinning also balances your energies. Qigong balances the energies, keeps your flow of energies going. Yoga asanas, pranayams, these are all excellent things that you can be doing to take your health to new levels. And then these last three areas, the violet flame, children of the sun, avatar yoga, DNA activations, and Archangel Michael, these are the concepts that are in that area that should be part of your belief systems, because anything is possible. And the only thing that limits you in any respect whatsoever are your own beliefs. Hope you picked up a thought or two, an idea or two on this subject tonight. As usual, I like to wish everybody my best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I should like to mention that we usually end the ET Yoga shows with the Vichara, another little yoga technique. And I just thought I'd mention that, we've gone over a lot of information fairly quickly tonight, lots of it out there, which is kind of the style of ET Yoga programs. So there's lots of stuff here that you can research. Invite you to, check out the archive of this program if you want to take your time going through any of these techniques. And the yoga technique that I'm going to end the program with is called the Vichara. It was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi to his most advanced disciples. And the Who Am I technique, I first came across it from Baba Ram Das. It kind of goes like this. Ideally, you could do your asanas and pranayams, but they're not really a prerequisite. The idea is to get as comfortable and connect with your I Am presence, get in the highest place you possibly can get to, and then focus all your attention in your ajna center or your third eye. And the idea there is to become a spot. And you become that spot. And when you become that spot, that's when you ask the question, who am I? And I would ask the question 30, 35 times and just feel, what's happening. And you can vary the rotation. There's no really a right or wrong way to do this, except for the main concept, which will be as follows. After you've focused your total consciousness in your ajna center and become that spot, and you are asking the question, who am I? You would then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of